This is Ian Newton-Plested in association with Ben's Collectors Records and Guildford Dragon News. I'm here at AFC Whiteleaf after Guildford City lost 4-1. I'm here with manager Carl Taylor. It was a game that we certainly had chances, and I know we went down 1-0 early on, but we had some chances to get back at least in that first half. We got back to 2-1, but we had chances to put more chances away, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. We literally got punished literally for every mistake we made, and they were able to open up and show a bit of their repertoire. But, you know, we brought it on ourselves, really. We knew what happened in the last game. We obviously want to try and rectify that a little bit. You give away, but you know what we've done this season, that's a ridiculous goal to give away, and we did. Fair play to them. And we had quite a few situations that we could have done better with, probably rushing it a little bit. You know, in the end, it's about decision making, and it's men versus boys in decision making. And obviously they had the right decision making and the quality to do what they needed to do. We didn't. That's part of our process. It's horrible to keep having to say that, because so many games this season, especially against the best sides, where we've competed very well, maybe should have got more out of most of those games. Today we could have, if we'd done what we should have done decision making wise, and we didn't. Anyway, it's, you know, all credit to them. You know, they're trying to win the league, and they're going to do what's what, and we've probably won respect off of them from the last game anyway, so they were always up for us. So I'm very disappointed with how we've let it get away today. Very.
It's those two goals in the second half, like two in like 2 minutes, and they seem really kind of very basic errors, and it's gone from we're right in this to game's gone.
Yeah, well, it happens like that, you know. Man City last week against Arsenal at the top level. Man City were going to win it after the equaliser. They give a ball away and all of a sudden they're out of sight. So it happens. So the sides that are winning, things go for them. That's the way it is, you know. I've been fortunate in my life to win leagues, and that's what happens. You go out and everything falls for you. And when you're not doing so well, obviously we're not at the bottom or anything, but, you know, we've got a lot to learn still. We're trying.
I feel we really competed. It was some really good football, but just those vital moments have just let us down.
Yeah, and that's the difference. And that's why we're mid-table and not near the playoffs. But so we'll keep saying to everybody, this is a team that's been put together. Not one person's ever completed the season. We've had people come up from Sunday morning. We've had people who haven't played for years. And to do what we're doing as a group, and to do what we're doing as a club, and I'm sure the supporters can see there's a lot of really positive things going on. You know, we know it's about next year. We're constantly under pressure from people trying to take our players, and we have to keep adjusting every week. But, you know, we're doing it. So, as I say, I am really disappointed with today.
Lots of support, though, for Guildford, and that was really fun.
Yeah, Guildford supporters are brilliant. Best in the league, easy. Easy. We just need to try and improve our results between now and the end of next year, and obviously we'll have even more, and you can enjoy yourselves better.
Thanks very much for your thoughts.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, mate.